Blog Talk Radio.
Cause you to not feel a discomfort or cause you to be able to function or cause
cause you to mask the overall pain. Again, it's not something that's going to fix the problem. And that, in heck, there lies the problems. The problem is that, again, he's not fixing the problem. He's only masking it. Unfortunately, most of us take an attitude where we don't really want the problem fixed. We just want whatever the pain is that we're experiencing to go away. And that's true. If it wasn't true, then we wouldn't have so many people that are chemical dependent. We wouldn't have so many people that smoke. We wouldn't have so many people that do drugs. We wouldn't have so many people that live in constant denial. You know, I was talking with a young lady the other day, and she was venting. So she was telling me that, you know, she was just basically complaining, and she was complaining about a bunch of different things that were going on. And at the end, you know, she says to me, well, you know, thank you for listening, Mr. Z. You know, that makes me feel a lot better that, you know I know I'm not the only one that's, you know, not happy with what's going on and what's happening in my life and the different problems that I'm experiencing and all of that. And I said, well, I'm glad that I was there that you could talk to me. Well, she said, well, I was there so that you could talk too. You know, aren't you glad that, you know, you not only got to, you know, hear what I had to say, but you also got to vent? And I said, well, it doesn't really work that way for me. She said, what do you mean it doesn't work that way for you? I said, for me, in order for me to feel better about my situation, I need my situation to be fixed. I need a solution. I said, just talking about my situation, it helps me sometimes to get clarity and to rethink other approaches on how to address what the problem is, but just talking about the situation doesn't necessarily make me feel any better. I said, what actually would make me feel better is if I was to, through talking, figure out a way to take action to make that particular problem go away. But just sharing that problem with somebody doesn't help me in the sense that I got to talk it out. It only helps me in the sense that through talking it out again, I was able to figure out a way to take care of that problem or a way to work around that problem to actually give me the solution. So sometimes talking about it gives you a way to rethink it. And the funny thing was the young lady got upset. And she got upset because she thought that just talking about the problem was supposed to make it go away. You know, it was supposed to make me feel better about it. And it made her feel better about it for herself. But that's another form of denial. You know, because somebody told her that talking about it will make you feel better, she felt better. And my mindset was, well, if what you did was wrong, talking about it isn't going to make you feel better because it's still wrong. It didn't become right because you talked about it. I said it would have become right is if you have learned from your mistake by talking about it and then made the correction. So the young lady got mad at me, you know, and I just thought that it was kind of ironic, kind of funny that her self-fulfilling prophecy was that because somebody told her talking about it would make you feel better, her talking about it was going to make her feel better, and then she felt better thinking that I had vented something to her that I didn't vent while she was talking about what she had to talk about. I mean, isn't that really living in a cycle of kind of like a crazy psychosis, a crazy kind of insanity? But for this young lady, and I don't mean any disrespect, that was okay. But again, ladies and gentlemen, talking about it is good if it'll give you the answer. But if it's not going to give you the answer, or if it's not going to let you rethink it and maybe approach it or attack that animal or wrestle that bear to the ground from another angle, then it's really useless. It's a waste of your time because you still have the problem in the morning. It's just like drinking or drugging and things like that. Yes, you may get a temporary euphoria. Yes, you may have a temporary time where you don't think about your particular problems, but in the end of the day, in the morning, you still have that problem. At the end of the day, you still have whatever concern is there, and the only thing is that you got a bit of a chemical-induced period that you weren't thinking about it because your mind wasn't focused. You know, I was looking at a a picture the other day of the mind on cocaine, and it was talking about how many of the receptors in the brain weren't working because the drug was going through the brain and causing it not to function correctly. Again, ladies and gentlemen, you cannot fix a flat with a Band-Aid. You need to attack that particular problem and handle it. You need to make it to where you can fix the particular problem and take care of it. So I'm sure that right now everybody agrees that you can't fix a flat with a Band-Aid. So if you want to take control of your life and do the things that you need to do, you need to note that in order for you to fix it, you have to address it head on or address it in a manner that is going to slowly and systematically remove, obliterate that particular problem, or get to the understanding that it's maybe something that you have to understand. You know, there's people that if they have a headache, they lose their minds, yet there are people that work, that live in this world that deal with constant pain every day, and you would never know it. They function. They've trained themselves. They've conditioned themselves to where that pain is there. However, they can deal with it. They have learned to accept it as part of their life because it's something that they can't change. Here's the problem. Most people can change what's going on in their lives. Most people can adjust the problems that they have and can decide that they're not going to take it anymore, so to speak. They're going to deal with whatever it is, and then they take the proper actions to do so. Please understand that I am not a medical doctor. However, I would have to be insane. I would have to be blind to not be a person that observes the individual goings-on in life as they happen. We all may see things a little differently, but in the end, we all see the same things. It's just that our interpretations are a little different. All that I'm doing today is giving you my interpretation. And if you take my interpretation along with the other interpretations that you see and you look at the facts as they are, not as we want to make them to be, and we look at them with reasonable understanding, we can see that a lot of us are on a path of self-destruction. A lot of us are on a path that aren't going to get us where we need to be. So most of us are using, you know, we're using Band-Aids to fix things, and that's crazy. And then wondering why our particular problems or our concerns aren't going away, why we keep finding misery, why we keep dealing with negative people, negative thoughts, negative mindsets. That is ridiculous, and it makes no sense, and you're never going to be happy, and one day you're going to wake up not just unhappy, but you're going to wake up overly miserable. Why? Because you've accepted substandard standards. And from those substandard standards, you now have the life that you live, and then you're not going to be happy with it. And what are you going to do? You're going to take that misery and you're going to compound it. You're going to bring that misery into other people's lives. You're going to bring more misery into your life. You're going to live a life of regret and hate and discontentment. Ladies and gentlemen, life is not about working for somebody else. Life is not about misery and hate and distrust and dishonesty and conniving. Life is not about the almighty dollar. Please remember that the almighty dollar is a man-made tool that man gave value to. In the essence of the world, it means absolutely nothing. I don't know about any of you, but if you ever seen the movie, not movie, it's a TV show that comes on and it talks The World Without Man. And it talks about, you know, what Earth would be like a year after man was to disappear. You know, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, 100 years, 300 years. And it shows how that the Earth, which is a millennia old, would reclaim everything that man has done, and how all of the massive structures and monuments and things that man has made would not weather time. With time, the most massive structure, the most greatest invention that man has created would tumble, fall, break away. You know, skyscrapers would just collapse. You know, weeds and trees and nature and wind and rain would dissolve and destroy those things. Earthquakes, the natural occurrences that happen through Mother Nature would just tear these things down. It is just amazing, you know, when you look at things, because in the scheme of things, we are only here but a blink of an eye. So if you only have a blink of an eye on earth and life is the most precious thing that you have, the most precious thing that you have is life, and the most precious part of that, of what you have, is a key thing called time. Why would you waste another second on garbage, on non-productivity, on things that aren't going to serve you, aren't going to serve your family? Why would you leave debt instead of leaving a legacy? Why would you not every day strive to become the best person that you could possibly be by doing the things that are going to enrich you and enrich the world around you and enrich those people that you love and care about, or at least say you love and care about? I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, it is totally insane when you think about all of the things that we don't do. Let's talk about this and the way that we deal and handle life. Life is about making things happen, not waiting for things to happen. Life is about not being somebody else's plaything or being in somebody else's script, but creating your own story and not being an add-on to the motion picture, not being a sub-character in the event. You know, everybody wants to be, what can I say, everybody wants to be the main act, but nobody wants to take the lead role. And if you're not willing to take the lead role, then that means you're nothing but a character actor. That means that you're nothing but an add-on. That means that you're nothing but a sub. That means you're nothing but somebody that's just in the cast, in the background, that nobody really sees, yet everybody wants to be an individual. Everybody strives so hard to do so many things that are so non-productive and so insignificant that it's unreal. I mean, I was talking to somebody not long ago. We were talking of some martial arts. We were talking about Bruce Lee. Kids didn't even know who Bruce Lee was. Bruce Lee was one of the greatest icons of martial arts. You know, we was talking to boxing one day, and somebody was talking about Muhammad Ali. They didn't even know who Muhammad Ali was. I was talking to a kid not too long ago about basketball. Not long ago, one of the greatest basketball players in the world. And not that long ago was Michael Jordan. However, I'm talking to a kid that supposedly loves basketball. He had never heard of Michael Jordan. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, no matter how high you think you are, in time, you're not even going to be a memory. You're not even going to be somebody that anybody pays any attention to. So why wouldn't you want to contribute? Why wouldn't you want to try to leave a legacy? Because guess what? If people that were known by millions and billions, if people that have changed the world are not remembered, then what in the world makes you think that by living an insignificant life, you are going to be remembered? By living an insignificant life, somebody is going to give a rat's tail whether you breathed today or tomorrow. You know, a lot of us give our lives and our time and our dedication to companies, to particular tasks and goals and things of that nature. Understand that in, again, the scheme of things, nobody really gives a good goobity gob. Nobody cares. The only people that care are the people that are going to be there with you thick or thin, the people that are going to be there with you whether you have or don't have, the people that are going to eventually appreciate or just already appreciate things that you've done for them. Most people are of the mindset, what have you done for me lately? Most companies, most organizations, that's what their mindset is of. I mean, think of the diseases that caused major havoc on our world, and think of the diseases that no longer exist. And think of the people that did it. What about the people that played in the background? Did they have a significant role in it? Yes, and that significant role was a beautiful thing. And I thank each and every person that's done that. I commend every single person that's done that. However, please understand that all of us are here but the blink of an eye in the minds of time. Look at trees that you walk by, trees that have been there for, in some cases, hundreds of years. Your grandfather, great-great-grandfather. Look at the redwoods. Your great-great-great-great-grandfather walked by those same trees at that same time. You've heard me say this before. The same wind blows upon us all. My question is that if your ship, if your boat, if your dinghy, if your freaking cabin cruiser is in the water, your yacht, whatever you want to call it, does your boat have fuel? Do you have a rudder in the water? Is your sail up? Do you have a compass? Do you know where you're going? Do you have a goal? Do you have a mission? Do you have a desire to do anything worth doing? And is whatever it is that you are doing worth it? Are you worth it? Are the people that you're sacrificing, that you're sacrificing for, are they worth it? Do they appreciate the things that you are doing for them? Do they appreciate the things that you have done? Are they looking at you and saying more, more, more? Ladies and gentlemen, we all need to create a balance. Again, I've said this before. In life, there really is no balance. It's a constant shuffle to the left, shuffle to the right, step forward, step back, jump up, sit down. However, there's some people that don't get a rest. There's some people that will never get a rest. There are people that work for 5 years and become rich. There are people that put out one idea and become millionaires. There's people that work their whole lives and only make enough to make it through life. There are people that are homeless. There are people that are brilliant, yet they live a life of paupers. There are people that are stupid, yet live a life of millionaires. There are people that are gifted with money and the material things in life, and there are people that are gifted with not even the bare essentials to do what they need to do. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to take care of the house we live in before we can take care of the house outside of us. We need to try to help as many people as we can so that we can grow, develop, and become the people that we need to be. Again, for all of you that listen to the Zurian Show, please, again, understand, I get no financial reward from doing this show. I do the show because I care. I do the show because I feel as though what I have to say is something that people need to hear. And I also know that by me saying it and the positive and proactive things in which I talk about, in which I try to educate people on, and again, in which I study to learn about, is not only going to help hundreds of people or thousands of people that want to listen, it's also going to help me. Why? Because the same positive things that come out of my mouth go into two of my ears. The same positive thoughts and the same reconstruction of how things work is something that's going to help me. You know, my youngest brother at 41 died of a heart attack. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, it wasn't his time, but my brother was with another, what, 5, 6, 20 guys. Not one of those guys knew something as simple as CPR, you know, not one. So my brother, who was, you know, a pretty young, vibrant, energetic individual, died basically because nobody in his crew, none of his motorcycle buddies that he rode with, knew how to do simple first aid. So he's raced some kid. He's up on top of a hill, sitting on his bike in relatively good health. He's having a massive heart attack. Nobody knows what's going on. By the time they go up the hill to start seeing what's going on, he's in the midst of a heart attack and falls over. When they get to him, nobody can do anything to help him because nobody knows anything. Why? Because they're too busy listening to music that doesn't matter, arguing about things that aren't important, and nobody took the moment of their time to learn something as simple as CPR. Ladies and gentlemen, it's always better to have and not need than to need and not have. I want to be wealthy. I want to be massively wealthy. And like I told somebody else, once I've acquired a certain level of wealth, I want to spend the rest of my life giving it away. Why? Because there's people out there that can use my help. There's people out there with millions. They have millions today. They're going to die with millions, and they're not going to contribute. They're not going to help anybody on any level unless there's a financial reward for them somewhere in the process. That cannot be what life is about. That cannot be the reason in which we were brought here to this earth. That cannot be the purpose that each one of us has, to not be a person that gives, to not be a person that makes this world a better place. If so, then that would mean that life is a pointless exercise, a totally pointless exercise. I tell you, I do the shows, and I talk about the different things, and I deal with different people every day. I do not profess to be a genius. I do not profess to be better than anybody else. And I know that there are millions of people that are smarter than me, millions of people who have gifts and virtues that I couldn't even dream to bring to the world. But I also know that the person that doesn't seem to have any gifts has so many gifts that he makes the person that does have gifts look like they just aren't doing anything. Because a person that has what we believe is no gifts has a virtual army of different things that they can do, of abilities that they've never expressed, of talents and things that they could actually, if they were just to take their time and pull those talents forward, it'd be a great contribution to the world that we live in and to life as we know it. Again, two men look through prison bars. One sees the mud, the other sees the stars. You know, I've met some really intelligent people that really do nothing. You know, they don't contribute to any place or anybody. I've seen people that have done 10-plus years in prison come out and totally restructure their lives, change their entire way of doing things in a positive light, get licenses, become useful parts of society, to where I've seen people that have had a bump in the road, and from that bump in the road, they've become waste. Well, that's because they were waste to begin with. You know, I've seen people that could work that won't work. I've seen people that, you know, could be such great contributors, contribute so little that it's appalling. You know, I've seen people milk people for everything that they have when they are very intelligent and could give of themselves. I've seen people that have wasted away on drugs. You know, one of my mentors, Reno Morales, the guy has got stage 4 cancer, yet every time I talk to him, I feel ashamed that I'm even slightly upset about anything. Why? Because here's a man that has stage 4 cancer, yet he has so much life in him that even when he's going through massive doses of chemo, he's positive. Even when he's sick to every fiber of his being, this guy is positive. Even when most people would have quit and just given up, this guy is fighting for every breath, is putting every bit of himself into everything that he does, and does it with such grace, such style, and such determination that it is just amazing. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, think of what you go through and then think of what somebody else is going through that's going through some debilitating disease or is dealing with things that are way beyond their control, and then think of all of the things that are in your control that you refuse to deal with. Think of all the things that are in your control that you refuse to take ownership of, that you refuse to do anything about. Ladies and gentlemen, we really have to stop complaining about the things that we do not plan to fix, that we do not plan to remedy. Why? Because we can fix them, but we are unwilling to do the thing necessary to make those things correct. You know, my mother-in-law recently said, why are you up so early every morning doing this, 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 and this? I said, because I have a mind that says until I can get the job I want, until I can do the things that I want, until I can find a way to provide not only for my but my family in a way in which I think is appropriate and to also give to the world, I will never be rested. Sitting in front of a television and watching some crazy TV show or some reality show is not going to serve me. It's not going to help me grow. It's not going to make me better. It's not going to help me make other people grow. So even if I'm laying in bed doing absolutely nothing, I'm still not resting. Why? Because my mind is constantly going. I need to have my mind at rest. Body can truly be at rest. And I mean, I appreciate her concern and I love her for it. However, there's things that I feel that I need to do, and I can't sit around and watch somebody else work for me. I can't sit around and know that there's things that I could be doing to make myself better, my family better, my world better, and I'm sitting there doing absolutely nothing. Anyway, Blog Talk, let's take responsibility for the things that we need to do, and let's do the things that we know we need to do. With that, the day is now. Thank you for listening to The Zurian Show, and thank you for allowing me to share some time with you. Everybody have a great life. And remember, today is now. It's what you make it. Things are going to happen to you, but things happen to us all. It's not what happens to us. It's how we react. It's how we respond to the things that happen is what makes the difference. Thank you very much, everybody, and have a great and wonderful day. Take care.